Hello, my name is Karen Guglielmo, Executive Editor for SearchCIOMidMarket.com, and I'd like to welcome you to today's expert podcast on IT governance models. I'm joined today by Craig Simons, a Vice President at Forrester Research. In his current role, he serves CIO professionals and is a leading expert on deriving business value from IT investments. Craig helps Forrester clients implement improved IT governance to drive strategic alignment and maximize the value of IT-enabled business change investments. He uses an IT balance scorecard to help clients measure and communicate IT performance to its stakeholders. Craig focuses his research on IT business alignment, IT performance management, IT governance, IT portfolio management, IT investment management, IT demand management, IT human capital management, and running IT like a business. Welcome, Craig.
Hello, Karen. Thanks for having me.
Great. And as I mentioned earlier, we're here today to talk about IT governance models in the mid-market. I'll spend the next 8-plus minutes asking Craig to answer a number of questions about today's topic. So let's get started. First, can you tell us what percentage of mid-market companies, those with, say, 100 to 1,000 employees, have you seen that have formal IT governance models in place currently?
Well, I think it's important that you use the word formal there because in the broadest sense, IT governance is about making IT investment decisions, and therefore all companies are doing this. So the real question is, are companies doing this on an ad hoc basis, or do they in fact have something formal and documented? And I can't give you a scientific answer on that. I can only give you an anecdotal response, but I would say today, best case, we're probably only looking at about half of those organizations that have taken the time to formalize their governance.
Okay, and would you say IT governance is more or less important to mid-market companies versus their enterprise organizations?
Well, again, if we think about what we mean by IT governance, I don't know that that there's a relationship necessarily between company size. I think there's more of a correlation to what I would call IT intensity, and I define IT intensity as the role that IT plays in the organization. So if you are a high IT intensity organization, you would be one where IT is a strategic component of the overall business. IT essentially enables products and services. In that case, I would think that formal IT governance is much more important than a company that we would call a solid utility, for example, where IT is basically in only a support role. So I think that that's a much better measure than company size. But, you know, at the end of the day, since governance helps us make better decisions around IT and helps us maximize the value of those investments, I would have to say that it's important to all companies of all sizes.
Okay, and how important is communications around IT governance?
Well, I think communications is really at the heart of IT governance. The problem that I find in the consulting work that I do with organizations is a major disconnect between IT executives and business executives. And a lot of this is a result of either a lack of communications or sometimes the fact that they communicate in different terms. So IT still continues to communicate in more technology terms, which is just not relevant to the business, and they really don't understand it. So good communications is extraordinarily important so that everybody is on the same page and that the business and IT become very closely engaged, because in reality, what we're talking about with IT governance is not really IT. A better term, I think, would be the business governance of IT, because, again, we're making strategic decisions about where we're going to invest in technology, and those are really business decisions, not technology decisions. So for that, in that case, I think that the communications is key.
Okay, let's talk about measurements. How do you measure the effectiveness of an IT governance model or your efforts or processes around IT governance?
Well, I think the simplest measure would be the value that you're getting from those IT investments. The problem, obviously, with that is that few organizations are actually measuring that value. We do a lot of survey work at Forrester, and when we ask people about their process for approving IT investments, over 90% respond that they have some formal mechanism, whether it's a full-blown business case or whether it's a simple ROI analysis, but they have some mechanism that they use in order to review projects and either approve them or deny them for funding. But when you ask those same people, how many of you actually go and measure the actual benefits or the actual results of these investments, only a little over a third tell us that they have a consistent process in place to do that. So if you're not keeping score, it's a little difficult to know what you're getting and to improve. And I think that's the real important point here, is when you keep score, you can learn from that, and you can feed that back in, and you can improve. So, the best measure then is the value. And so you can do that in a number of ways. Probably a better way, if you're not measuring the actual results, to at least look at what is the cumulative value of the benefits that you expect from your portfolio. So if you totaled up all of the benefits from all of the projects you're working on, you know, what value is that to the organization? I think another good measure is alignment. It's tough to get value if your IT investments aren't aligned with business strategy. So measuring what percent of projects in the active portfolio are aligned with specific strategic business objectives is a good measure for governance as well. For organizations that are less mature and don't have all of these methodologies and processes in place, just looking at the engagement between business and IT can be a good measure. So do you have an IT steering committee would be the first one, and if you do, how often does it meet, and what are the outcomes from those meetings? Some other governance-related measures have to do with customer satisfaction. What are your customers telling you? What's their overall satisfaction with IT? What is their overall satisfaction with projects that IT is executing on behalf of those customers? So I think that's a good start in terms of measuring the effectiveness of IT governance.
Okay, and how important is IT governance to mitigating risk in the mid-market?
Well, I think that's probably one of the probably areas where there's most room for improvement in a lot of organizations. I don't think they do a very good job of assessing risk and incorporating risk into their decisions. A simple example would be, we all know from reading the press that IT does not have a high success rate of executing projects on time and on budget. In fact, some of the more conservative statistics tell you it's only about half. Yet every business case that I've ever seen assumes that the project's going to be completed on time and on budget. Well, if you know that you're only good at 80% of it, then you should be factoring that into the overall business case. So I think one of the things about governance is it's really maximizing the value of your IT investments at an acceptable level of risk. And the other thing that people need to understand about risk is that risk is not inherently bad. Risk, at the very basic level, is neither good nor bad. It's being able to account for that risk and mitigate that risk that turns it either from being bad or being good. So we want to make sure in our overall portfolio that we have a mix of projects that have different risk-reward criteria, so we can do some fairly low-risk projects, and at the same time that enables us to do some higher-risk projects. And when you do that, the overall risk of the portfolio still can be within your risk constraints. Governance is key on focusing on that risk.
Okay, and finally, what are some critical steps that mid-market CIOs need to take to set up successful IT governance models?
Well, I think the first thing is to realize that, again, we're really talking about the business governance of IT, and that implies that the business has to be actively engaged. And if the business hasn't been actively engaged, it's sometimes difficult to get them engaged, because if they haven't been accountable, if they haven't been doing it, they aren't necessarily going to be comfortable stepping up to the plate. So I think the best thing that the CIO can do is sit down and have a good long conversation with the CEO and the CFO to help them understand why governance is important and what the impact can be on the organization, and do that in business terms. And there's been some research done recently that has demonstrated quantitatively that those organizations that have improved IT governance have improved business results, whether you measure that on profitability, return on equity, or other financial measures. So I think that's the start. And I think the other thing is the thing that we touched on in one of the earlier questions, and that's communications. The CIO really has to be an evangelist for this and really engage their peers in the business side to help them understand how, in fact, good IT governance is going to help them improve their bottom line business performance.
Okay, and on that note, that does conclude today's podcast. Thanks again to Craig Simons for speaking with us today, and thank you all for listening.